And my goodness, we're trying to do something different, honestly, when it comes to this festive season. Joining me in studio is someone who's keeping us in check, but also just helping us nicely so. Tsholofelo Molapisi is a dietitian who is a friend of the station and just really helping us navigate doing eating better, especially in this festive season. Because let's be honest, no one is cooking as much. No one is brying as much as you because, hey, you are brying. No one is taking out takeaways as much as you do because, hey, the drive-through, you are booked and busy. You've got all the serviettes lined up. You know that little pocket door on the side there by the car? I know. Because that is me, just FYI. It is me too. I'm feeling like my life is just, I don't even know. The other day, I felt like having dessert. So we made Sunday lunch and I got home and I said to my wife, oh my goodness, we didn't buy dessert. And she says, oh, I didn't know we're doing dessert. Why are we doing dessert? It's because it's December. This is not something I do. Also, it's just the two of us. So who do you think is having the rest of the dessert every single day? You don't need to guess. It's me. I am eating the malva pudding straight from the fridge in this kaftin, quickly warm it up and eat it standing, not even sitting down. This is a problem. And this is why we have Tsholo here to help us to go through the festive, but just to do it a little bit better. Tsholo, do you go through the same things? Are you just having it together?
No, dietitians are people. We just went to school.
I'm grateful you did to help us.
Yeah. So with dessert, that's a great question. Okay, with dessert is a great question. There's healthier options, but if you do feel like dessert, have smaller portions, obviously. I don't want to tell you not to.
Yeah.
If you want the tiramisu, have that one slice, okay, instead of the thick, thick four slices that you have and you add custard up and then you add ice cream.
I don't know why you're peeking into my house at this point in time. Okay, so let's go back where we left it previously, right? Yeah. We're a week away from Christmas. Someone is getting ready to host. Someone is asked to bring a dish of something. And now you want to try implement this. We've always spoken about how you don't want it to feel like it's not achievable.
Mm.
Let's talk about some things that people can consider in the menu. You had started with starters previously, talking about having a cheese board. That the idea of starters is good because by the time people get to mains, they're not so hungry that they're dishing up everything. So you talk about cheese board and some crackers, having some dips that you make yourself, guacamole. Mm-hmm. So the starter is sorted. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the mains. This is where it gets tricky.
Okay, so we usually, the mains is usually the protein that makes up most of the main. We're all excited to stuff our turkeys and stuff our chickens. So stuffing is mostly bread and seasoning. So instead of bread, let's try quinoa.
Oh.
Instead of bread, let's try quinoa and pureed squash. Those flavors are going to come in nicely. They're going to do the job. They're going to hold it down for you nicely in that stuffed chicken. So instead of the calories, you're having a higher nutrient value in your chicken or your turkey. And then you would have your potatoes. So potatoes are a thing. So you can't not do potatoes.
Yeah, they're going to be there. Absolutely be there.
They're like that uncle that is always there at Christmas.
Absolutely going to be there.
So choose your baby potatoes because then you don't have to peel them and they still have that nice skin. The skin is a cytoplasm of the plant. It's basically insoluble fiber. And insoluble fiber is great for your colon. It's going to speak to your gut bacteria and keep your stomach healthy. So you want the baby potatoes with some herbs on top of that. So instead of deep fried or mashed potatoes, have your roasted baby potatoes. Because mashed potatoes, let's be honest, we want to add cream to it. We want to add the butter, and there's just so much more going on in mash that's not healthy.
So these are the alternatives to have on Christmas Day.
Yeah, for your mains, and then roast your veggies instead of going for a lot of starchy dishes. So instead of mash, have your roast baby potatoes, and instead of white rice, have brown rice or a mixture. You can cook two and then mix it and then add some peas to it and then create a little thing where your family's like, what is this? It's delicious. But then you know that they're still enjoying a bit of white rice, but also add some brown rice to your dish as well, and some lentils in there, and then you've made a nice little rice starchy vibe going on there.
And it looks good.
If you put mixed herbs or oregano on top of any dish,
coriander,
I mean,
We love our coriander on top of a dish. Quick one. Yeah. Speaking of the starters, I know there's been a conversation, and I've seen this in a lot of stores where they're saying, hey, change your, I think it says change your starch or change your carbs. Or I can't remember what it says. Where it's encouraging to try other stuff. You spoke about quinoa right now. Mm-hmm. Is it a good option to perhaps omit the alternate, the usuals, the mashed potatoes, the pap, the rice, and change it for your quinoas, your couscous? Because I think a lot of us don't know too much about those.
I don't, this is South Africa, Jose. I don't want to say bye to pap because I don't want to be hated.
Oh, yeah. The next time I say Tsulu's here, they're like, switch it off. Like,
So you can add some sweet corn to your pap because it is already from maize. But the corn is much more of a unprocessed vegetable that you are still going to benefit from. You can add some nice things to it, like cheese on top of it, just to add to the protein. But it's going to add to your calories. So remember when I said healthy eating is divided into calories and nutrient density? So, yeah, I don't want to say pap, but have your cooled pap. So if pap is hot and the steam is all coming out, it's going to increase the GI. So GI is a glycemic index. It's basically the relationship that your food has with your blood sugar. High GI foods raise blood sugar quicker. And then it causes that dip where you are hungry, and then it causes insulin to spike, and then it causes fat accumulation. So the cooler the pap, the lower the GI.
Wow.
And so it's, even for diabetics, if you're having pap and you find yourself with no other choice, cool it down, put it in the fridge for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then take it back out. It's not going to be cold. It's going to be cooled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you still have that warm pap that you're eating, but it's not like that hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
Yes. So if there's steam coming out, just know that GI is high.
Oh, wow. This is actually quite interesting because I think we all encounter this definitely for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's get to dessert. This is where it's, I'm already shaking my head at this point because I'm like, you would have had a starter, you would have had a main, but now you also want dessert.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the jelly and custard?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you going to have the trifle? Yes. Are you going to have the malva and the biscuits from that other company? Yes. Tell us about alternative things to put on the table as dessert that would be just better health options.
Disclaimer, I'm not saying don't have them, right? I'm saying if you do have them, have smaller versions. But Hosi is asking a very nice question, which is healthier alternatives. Some of us have been gymming the whole year. We've been waiting for December to have a tiramisu. So if you tell me no, it's a problem. So if you are going to make a dessert, I would prefer you start from scratch at home. Make it a family thing. Get the kids involved. It's Christmas. We're spending more time with everyone.
Yeah.
So switch it up. Like your gingerbread man is a very common Christmas dessert. So gingerbread man, instead of using butter, you're going to use coconut oil. Instead of using sugar, you're going to use maple syrup.
Huh.
Instead of using normal regular flour, you're going to use oat flour, which you can make in your own kitchen. You don't need to buy oat flour, which is like 20 or 15 rand more than your normal white sugar. So you just blend oats and then you surf it.
Oh, wow. That's it.
That's it.
Can I use that like every other time when I need to use flour?
You can do scones with it. You can do brownies.
No.
You've just made your own oat flour in your kitchen. You blend it.
And that's it. And you sip it and then that's it.
That's it.
Okay. I'm feeling hopeful because it feels like you're not telling me to stop everything. It feels like you're telling me, hey, continue with moderation, with some slight tweaking there. I'm assuming more fruits will be good instead of having all these cakes and all these wonderful desserts. Okay, it feels like it can be doable.
Yeah. So dessert, like for instance, jelly, trifle. Yes. I mean, we can't do Christmas without trifle.
Yes, right? Trifle has to be there.
Gogo will definitely come with skyona.
Of course.
To tell you can't eat it, it's a problem, right?
Yeah.
But if you can say, Coco, let me make trifle this year. Use sugar-free jelly.
Okay.
Instead of the normal jelly. Use your sugar-free custard instead of your normal custard. Use a full cream custard instead of double cream custard.
Ooh.
Use Greek yogurt instead of cream cheese.
Mm.
It will give you that same creamy consistency but with less calories. And yogurt has more protein, which is low GI. Than your normal cream cheeses. And then use Mari biscuits are the lower range of sugar. then your tennis biscuits and your Romani creams and the other stuff that has all the stuff. So Mari biscuits are the boring ones. You know, they don't...
Yeah, they're not exciting. Yeah, yeah. It's for the kids. Kids have that.
So, yeah. Okay. That is... Yeah.
So, look, thank you. I feel like I'm equipped enough to be able to host Christmas lunch without people feeling like, "Ay, Khosi, which one is this one now?" It's not coming together. But also just feeling like, man, I'm making some small changes that will definitely add to the bigger picture of just healthier decisions. Because I do think, you know, we have the responsibility of stewarding the body that the Lord has given us, and we do that by what we eat every single day. And it's not something that we want to try and misuse because of a season, but we want to be able to try to do it well, so that when we come to January, you're not calling your Tsolo saying, "Tsolo, I'm unavailable in December, how do I need to get rid of it, please." And now we're all running to fast for wrong reasons, to lose December weight, and not so much for the fasting of what it is. So thank you so much, Tsolo. If people want to get this full list, because now they're driving and they want to jot it down in planning, where can they get it?
Okay, so first you can go to my Instagram, which is tsolofelo_ dietetic consults, or you can go to mealgarden.com, healthyfood.com, and my website, which is tsolofelo.dietetics.co.za.
I don't know how to spell dietetics. Maybe you know how to do it. If you're like me, pop me a message with the word diet. I'll send you all those details, because I wouldn't even know where to start to spell dietetics. Tsolo, thank you so much. And have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
So I'm definitely coming over. It sounds like the food's going to be good and healthy. Are you cooking?
Yes.
Ah, 100%. Everybody, Tsolo's house is where we're going.